Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan, final hour of the show. With you until 2 today and every day. Make sure you spread the word. If you're new to the show, thanks. Tell your friends to listen. 10 a.m., 2 p.m. right here on The Fan. Our buddy Chris Russell is on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. We spar with Russell from time to time. We like to discuss football paradigm with him. We like to talk about how teams should move the ball, matriculate the ball down the field. But Russell, today we wanted to get you on to talk Dwayne Haskins, okay?
Yes. Good afternoon, boys.
Good afternoon. Going to play a clip for you from his press conference, and I want to get your reaction to it, okay?
Shoot.
If they, if they win less than 7, the fellas behind the scenes, Thami and Dar, have come up with you have to shave your head and your eyebrows.
Ooh. Less than 7?
Yeah.
That's under 7.
Can we at least get you, if you don't want to do the eyebrows, I could work with that.
Just do the head.
Can we at least get you to shave your head with a
razor? Can I wear a hat if I look really, really freaky and weird?
Yeah, definitely. But we're talking about shave.
Like, but if he's wearing a hat, we got to get the eyebrows too.
Come on, Tom, and
keep the eyebrows and no hat, or you can have a hat whenever you want, but the eyebrows got to be gone.
You guys really want me to do this and have all this pressure? I've got enough pressure.
Yes, we
it's
do.
Up to you, Reed.
I think the answer's yeah.
I actually don't. Now I feel bad.
I don't. All right, I feel very good about it.
I'll do it. Just have fun.
Why is he saying yes to this?
Because the on-air pressure. You underestimate on-air pressure.
No, I literally thought he would go, that's stupid. I'm not doing that.
It is peer pressure.
What are you
there's
saying
no doubt
yes
about
to
it.
Exactly? What is our bet?
If the Redskins win 7 games.
To. Hold okay, on. Yeah. Go ahead. Let's out of right, his mouth. If, I want it, this audio.
Okay. So here's the deal. If the Redskins win 6 games or less, I'll shave my head. I'm not doing the eyebrows.
I'll take that.
And I'll wear
this
a hat.
This is a big... Yes, Slashy! How are you, buddy?
You guys brought me on for that? Come on now. The march to 6-1 and respectability for Uncle Bruce and the boys begins right now, right here, today at Redskins Park.
So that is 100% why we brought you on.
We had not thought about this in months. I think, when did that
happen?
I
was hoping you guys forgot about that, man. Damn.
May 9th, I think, is when we said that. So we got to start planning
sucks.
This.
That sucks.
Do you realize
that sucks.
Can I get the clarification? It's under 7, correct?
It's 6 wins or less.
Okay, so that means they have to go 6-1. Down the stretch.
Like, if they tie 7 games, you still got to go.
Now, they probably can, I'm sure, in your opinion, because Bill Callahan's going to call a lot of run plays, and that's very effective generally.
Right.
6-1 or else we shave Chris Russell's head on the air.
I'm planting my flag. I'm printing up those 7-9 tickets, and away we go, boys, to preserve the locks. Now, listen, I mean, obviously, who could have thought that this team would be 1-8 at this point, right? No matter how you imagined this organization and this year developing and going through 9 games, I mean, there's no way anybody realistically, I think, other than just somebody who was just making predictions just to make predictions, thought, oh, this team is bad enough to lose 8 of its first 9 games. I mean, a lot of people thought they were going to be worse than I thought they were going to be. And I think, you know, a lot of people were right. But, I mean, I could have never imagined this with no matter how dysfunctional this team is and has been.
Nobody thought they'd be 1-8. The reason for the segment is we thought you were way too bullish on the team.
Yeah,
I think the lesson learned here is never count on the Redskins. That's number one.
Right, exactly. Well, I just want to point out, like, I always get criticism for all my negativity. So even when I try and be positive, I still get absolutely ambushed.
Well, nobody's criticizing
count.
You. We just want you to shave your head. We're excited about it.
Right, exactly.
So here's what I'm thinking. So we obviously will do it on the air. Should we do it the moment they get eliminated from seven-win contention, or should we do it—
A special ceremony after the fact.
At the end of the season. I think we do it, like, the Monday after.
Uh-huh.
Because the whole Sunday that they could be losing the game that makes it impossible, I want people in on this, tweeting us.
It's 2 weeks from now.
2 weeks away. So I think in 2 weeks, slash, if they lose to the Jets, that Monday, we get one of the folks from the grooming lounge in here. They take the Clippers to your head, and then they take that Bic razor right behind it.
I mean, as long as it's not going to hurt, I guess I'll do it. I don't know. I mean, listen, I shouldn't have to suffer the consequences of this organization. This is not my fault that only Dan Snyder thinks Bruce Allen is a good executive and should be in charge of his football team.
You—
I mean, who could have seen this
on
coming?
Them. Why do you keep doing this?
Because I'm trying to do a bit on the air because everybody thinks I'm so negative and such a horrible person. And so I have confidence in my guys. I have confidence in the vision and the leadership of the all-powerful emperor who is still trying to figure out 5 years later how to win on the field instead of winning off the field.
I understand your point. Because I got annoyed during the Nationals playoff run where people called me insufferable. Everybody felt really comfortable doing that. So it's like, fine, I'm just not going to tweet anything about anything. And so that's the route I took. To compensate for you being criticized for being quote-unquote too negative, you decided to bet on the slowest horse in the race. It's just different approaches, I guess, is my point.
Yeah, yeah. And listen, this is why I don't gamble, number one. Mm. And because... You know, I mean, I guess I just had a little bit too much faith in Case Keenum and Colt McCoy that somebody would have some competency at the position. Somebody would be able to convert a third down. Somebody would not be able or would be able to block somebody on third down without holding or illegal shifting or wiping out some sort of gain. That somebody would be able to stay healthy on offense. That somebody would be able to make a third down stop on defense. I just had too much faith and too much confidence. Like you said, boys, I should have probably predicted them to be 2-14. Like I think Mike Clay of ESPN predicted, 2-14. I know Nate Davis had a pretty strong prediction. I'm guilty of believing again in Bruce, and I guess I'll have to suffer the consequences for it.
When's the last time you thought about this bet?
Oh, I thought about it a couple of times, and I was just really hoping that you four dopes would not remember it.
Well, we did. Didn't it take a listener tweeting us?
Yeah, our buddy tweeted us today, and we had forgotten about it completely.
Yeah, that buddy needs to be blocked. That buddy needs to be absolutely flushed from the cesspool that is Twitter.
Russell already has him blocked.
Oh, does he?
That's why when he tweeted us, Russell didn't see it. He tagged him in the tweet because Russell already has him in Block City.
I'm just going to promote his account real quick.
That's why. He definitely needs to be flushed down the toilet bowl.
So, Slashy, here's what I'm thinking. I think they could beat the Jets, but let's say they lose this weekend. They lose next week. That Monday or that Tuesday. I don't want to be mean. I'm not trying to push you around and bully you. I want you to be comfortable with everything. But I do think you need to pay up your bet. I want you to come in here, and we'll figure out a way. Yeah. But we make it cool. We get the grooming lounge to treat you to a nice— I don't know if they do like little massages or something. We get a nice shave for you. Not your eyebrows. You didn't agree to that. But we shave your face or whatever it is. We pamper you a little bit. And then at the end, I'll pay for like a masseuse to come in here, give you a little massage. I want it to be a fun day for you. And at the end, we shave your head.
All right. I think we got to do it on a Tuesday when there's no media availability out here at Redskins Park. Because, I need to soak up all that wisdom from Bill Callahan on Mondays on how they threw the ball 45 times and how wonderfully it worked.
Well, they've never done that, which is why they're averaging 8 points
per game. Well, there's a reason why they've never done that, because it ain't going to work.
But what they're doing is working well, right? Everything's going great?
No, I didn't say everything's going great. They're trying to minimize the damage is what they're trying to do.
We understand that no matter what they do, they would be bad, okay? And we understand that you take the analytics that say one thing over many years and you throw them away, and that's fine. Dusty Baker did it too. You're not the first guy in D.C.
I don't throw them away. I throw them away.
Russell, you dismiss them and you throw them away, and that's okay.
If I have Aaron Rodgers, I'm not willing to throw them away. If I have Case Keenum, I'm willing to say, no, it's not going to work.
Dusty Russell. Here, Dusty, is what I'm trying to say to you, okay?
Yes.
Can you at least acknowledge, I've never heard you acknowledge this, the Redskins are doing exactly what you say they should do, and they're never scoring any points. Can you acknowledge those two things?
No, because they're not even running the ball more than they were under Jay Gruden.
Oh, my God,
I mean,
they are.
That's not correct.
No, they're not. Gruden over 85 games averaged 24.8 rush attempts per game. Callahan 24.5 over his four. It's a much smaller sample size. The difference is they had a competent quarterback for most of Gruden's tenure.
Look at the percentage of plays. They run fewer plays because their offense is worse. They
run the ball a higher percentage of the time now than they did under Jay Gruden.
Yes, per play, absolutely, but not per game.
Per game's irrelevant. They ran more plays because they got more first downs. Because they threw the ball, gets first downs.
You two don't understand. They do not have a quarterback. Maybe Haskins will change this. They do not have a good enough passing game to do anything with. That's why they suck on third down. They can't throw on first down. They get sacked all the time, and it's a 58% completion rate. If you guys want that, four-seven a carry, fine. Congratulations.
Slashy, you're talking about something else right now. I need to bring it back. You're talking about how often they run the ball per game. If you have 70 plays in a game as opposed to 39, which, by the way, they're running fewer plays now than I've ever seen in my life a team run per game.
Because they can't convert on third down.
Why can't they, I wonder?
But you know why? Because they're in third and eight all the time.
No, incorrect.
Yes, correct.
Incorrect. No, because they're averaging 4-7 a carry under Bill Callahan. So they're not in third and eight all the time. Look at the numbers.
They're in third and eight all the time. Yes, because the average per attempt that you're looking at, when you get a 22 or a 23 yarder, it makes up for seven zeros.
But that's still on eight third downs.
That still means seven times you might be in third and seven, even if you ripped off the 21 yarder and you're averaging four a pop.
Okay, but if they suck throwing the ball on first down, what the hell is the difference?
They don't suck throwing the ball on first down. Yes, they do.
Okay. Yes, they do. All right. Check out the numbers.
They average twice per attempt. You point the numbers out, which don't work for you, and then you say, see, and I don't know what to do with that. I don't know what to do.
How do you not... Grant, they're averaging 5-6 per attempt on first down all year. That's not good in any language.
You don't like second and four?
Colin Kaepernick could get 5-6 per attempt if he stepped into the NFL
next week.
5-6 is pedestrian at best.
Second and four. That's what it means.
Yeah, okay. So as opposed to second and six, well, of course you're going to get more yards throwing the football than running the football. The point of the matter is you set up a better pass game if you have balance, if you are not so predictable. This team is not good enough to be throwing the ball 65, 70% of the time, which is what you guys want, period. If they were better at the quarterback position, and if they were better on the right side of the offensive line, and if they had better skill weapons, then I would agree with that. But they don't. So you minimize the damage, and you try and accentuate whatever you can do positively, which quite honestly right now is averaging 4.7 a pop in the running game.
13 quarters, no touchdowns. You got it.
Somehow they haven't scored a touchdown in 13 quarters. Hail to the Redskins.
That has nothing to do with the passing game, right? That has nothing to do with the passing game, right? It's all because they are just running the ball, right?
So, yes.
I mean,
guess what? They were bad before. They're worse now. They were bad when they were doing it the correct way because they have bad players. They're worse now doing it the other way. That's all we're saying.
No, incorrect. They're worse because their quarterback situation got worse.
Oh, my
And you
goodness.
guys, And you guys like Neil Greenberg take
their quarterback situation was the same.
6 seconds left in a game that doesn't mean anything.
Russell,
I mean, who cares about a meaningless touchdown in Philadelphia or against Dallas or two against Chicago when they were down 28-3? Who cares about that stuff? All I care about is, do you have a chance to win a game, and what do you do when the game is on the line? And
I know
they haven't scored a touchdown. I get it, but that's as much because of their passing game, much more because of their lack of efficiency in the pass game than it is the run game. I'm telling you. And the facts are the facts.
That's my favorite part in the world, is at the end where he says the facts are the facts.
They certainly are.
They are.
Your facts are your facts. That's very true.
Yeah.
This is like, a political
debate. They're horrible passing on first and third down. Horrible.
They're doing good things, though, man. Things have trended up.
Rush attempts.
Since they went with their new philosophy.
I'm just telling you, you guys believe in analytics. The analytics tell me they are awful on first and third down passing. Period. I love you guys.
Love you too, buddy. Can't wait to see that bald head.
Monday or Tuesday.
I mean, do you guys believe ProFootballReference.com and their splits? Unless they're making it up and my eyes are telling you something completely different.
Here's the split you need to know. On first down and 10, in the first half, the Redskins run the ball 67% of the time.
Okay.
That is the highest number in the NFL. That's what you need to know.
Congratulations, Grant.
Thank you.
You use whatever numbers fit your argument. I'll use whatever numbers fit my argument.
They're not scoring points. It's 13 quarters. I'm not making an argument.
Grant, would you like to throw to Jeremy Sprinkle 10 times a game?
Yes.
I mean, Jeremy Sprinkle?
Overhand it to Adrian Peterson on first and 10?
Oh
yeah, I'm going to go play action boot to Jeremy Sprinkle. You're right.
Grant, if you'd rather do that, then I mean, I can't help you. I'm sorry. There's no chance. I don't need your help.
You'll turn it over more.
I don't want your help.
You'll get sacked more, right? Bad things will happen. You know what's already happening? Terrible things, like no points for 13 quarters. We've got that covered.
We'll see you in here.
Okay, bye.
All right, thank you, buddy.
Chris
this, boys and girls, is all you need to take away from that segment.
Okay, so here's the deal. If the Redskins win 6 games or less, I'll shave my head. I'm not doing the eyebrows. I mean, I got to be honest with you. I am a complete blithering moron to do this and to agree to this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, so here's the deal. If the Redskins win 6 games or less, I'll shave my head. I'm not doing the eyebrows. I mean, I got to be honest with you. I am a complete blithering moron to do this and to agree to this.
The good guys have to go 6-1, or else Chris Russell, 2 weeks from now, perhaps on Tuesday, so 13 days from now, could be sitting right in between us, getting his head shaved right now on Grant and Danny. He thought we forgot. We never forget. We never forget.
And if we do forget, thank goodness we've got very attentive listeners who hook it up and remind us.
You're going to be a little bit upset with my next comment.
Oh, no.
Thom is going to be irate.
Oh, no.
I mean, he is going to be livid. He'll throw his hands in the air. He might walk out. Dar's going to be upset. He's not going to be as mad as Thom. I think we should offer Russell an olive branch.
What? Even after he just carried on at you? Even after he accused you of making up facts to suit your argument?
You feel a little bit bad?
I said it in the clip. I'm saying it again now. No. That's a man. That's not a child I duped out of a lollipop. That's a grown-up, man.
Thom, Well, I know your answer.
Well, I knew this was going to happen because you tried to sandbag it during the segment initially. We went back and listened to the whole thing today, and you said four or five times, why don't we just not do this? I feel bad about doing this.
Your heart's too good.
All I'm saying is the guy's got to shave his head.
Yes. Yes, he has to shave his head. Stop being nice.
It's not permanent. It's one time. It'll grow back in about three weeks.
It's not like we're making him walk to Ashburn.
If it was the eyebrows, I know that you got a lot of tweets saying, take the eyebrows.
Well, take his eyebrows.
After that segment, people were so upset with Russell because he just keeps defending everything that they do with their run game. It's the most boring team there's ever been to watch right now with the football. People were so upset. Everyone was tweeting me, take his eyebrows.
But looking back on that, I think that the eyebrows was too much, and we were probably right to just keep it at the six-game window without the three, under three wins eyebrows taking. But no, we cannot let him off. He's been let off the hook too many times. He was supposed to walk to Ashburn a couple years ago.
Apparently, I didn't remember this. Shorts just came in. Who's kind of, he wouldn't be an ombudsman, but he's like a historian, so to speak. Apparently, now there was a lot of controversy.
Oh,
with this.
Yes.
But Russell made a bet a couple of years ago that if the Redskins went, I think it was 5 wins or fewer. Although it ended up getting changed.
See,
after
but
that.
Here's what he did.
But hold on. But if they went 5-11, the idea was, or worse, he was going to walk to Ashburn. As it looked like they were going to go 5-11, he ended up saying they had to win exactly 5 games. That was the way he kind of wiggled out of it best he could. Because if they won 4, then they didn't win 5, and he bet that they wouldn't win 5, which was kind of crazy. But he actually won the bet because they finished over the win total.
It was a 7-9 season, right?
So maybe that's why he was walking around like the cock of the walk, because he always wins these bets, and he's willing to make another one. That's the best I could figure.
No, I think that this time he does need to pay up. I know that you're friends with him. You go way back. I'll be the bad guy here. We're shaving his head.
I'll be the bad guy.
It's a show vote. It's a show vote. It sounds like it's 3-1. We shave Russell's head.
Yeah, we definitely do.
Yeah, Tom's being too nice. We should absolutely take the eyebrows. You're being ridiculous for thinking that we should even cancel this at all.
No, the eyebrows is a bridge too far.
The eyebrows should absolutely go.
Stop it.
They are terrible. He's got terrible arguments. Grant almost lost his mind during that segment.
I can't believe Grant 180 after he had to scream at Russell.
Well, he literally screamed at him three times.
I can scream at him again right now. He drives me out of my mind with this stuff.
Take
it
his
has nothing
eyebrows.
To do. I could scream at him and at the same time not want to shave his head. But here's what I will do.
Yes.
I think here's my subconsciously, if you really want to get deep.
Let's go. Let's dive deep.
Everyone at this radio station treats Russell terribly. That's just my opinion.
We've said that before.
One man's opinion. I don't want to add to his sadness and anger and frustration of working in this hostile environment. We're the good guys for him. Like, I'm the guy that treats him well and nice, and I'm the guy that's going to have his back. For me to shave his head, I'm piling on. But here's what I'll do. I think we do have to shave his head because he lost a bet. That's only fair, right? I mean, he made the bet. He's got to shave his head. You can't say that and then not shave your head. I think what I'll do to make myself feel better and to make it more fun for him, I will kind of pamper him that day. I'll get someone in, give him a little massage beforehand in the green room.
Yeah, bring a masseuse in and massage those eyebrows off.
Well, that's what we should do.
In all sincerity, let's get in touch with the grooming lounge and let's do a nice thing.
We should.
So it's not just some disgusting razor that's in Blue Shorts' desk that Brock uses
to
clean his shoelaces off something. Like a bick in his head to give him breakouts.
But I will say this, for grooming lounge-wise, because they'll come in, they'll do a pro job, I think we should all get to take the clipper down one time.
Absolutely.
Like all four of us get one row.
We all get one turn at the Vince McMahon head.
Right, exactly.
And if somebody leaves a mohawk that's slightly off center in the middle, just things happen. Things happen
and
sometimes.
And then they'll clean it up.
What if they didn't?
Yeah, what if they didn't? What's better?
That's up to Russell.
One chicken hawk thing that's like a faux hawk that's off center, or all bald.
I want Uncle Fester. I want it. I want a completely bald white head.
Uncle Fester.
And think about what it's going to be like when he has to go to Redskins Park. Because if we're doing this in the middle of the season, he's going to have to go out there at least a couple more times.
The next day.
They're going to have such a great time out there with him with his beautiful bald head.
But you know what? He's a little bit of a hero because he walks in that locker room. And the first thing that happens is Terry McLaurin comes up to him and goes, Chris, what the heck happened to you? And he goes, I thought you guys wouldn't suck.
Yeah, better than you guys doing a bunch of games.
Dwayne Haskins walks by and goes, what happened to you, man? He goes, I didn't think you guys would be the worst team in the league this year.
I thought you guys would run more than 42 plays a week under Bill Callahan.
That's the number, by the way. Give me those numbers we just dug up. Because that was the most maddening part of our exchange with our guy CR. Was he said the very factually incorrect statement, the Redskins are now running the ball less than they did under Jay Gruden. What he means by that is they're running the ball fewer number of times total in the game.
Mm-hmm.
They're running fewer plays.
Mm-hmm.
This is the equivalent of saying that, like, if I go to Yard House in Gaithersburg, every time I'm in Gaithersburg, like seven times I go there, and I go to Yard House seven times. Someone who lives in Gaithersburg for 15 years has been there eight times. Every single night they've slept in Gaithersburg, they've been there 15 years. They've been there eight times, and I go there every time, and I've been there seven times in 9 days or something
like
that.
You're a 77% guy.
You're saying that person goes to Yard House more than I do. No, they don't. I go every chance I get. The Redskins, at a percentage clip, run the ball way more than they used to. But his point is, well, they used to run more plays, which is hilarious because that means they used to get more first downs and have longer, more sustained drives. So pull up the numbers.
So I don't specifically have the Bill Callahan splits, but I do just have of late. So for the season, the Redskins have run 52.3 plays per game, which is by far and away last place in the NFL. The only team close to them is the Jets, who are still well over four plays more per game than them. Conversely, the leader, for example, the New England Patriots, run 70 plays per game. So that's a difference of about 20 per game. Over the last three, the Redskins are by far and away the least effective offensive team per league, just in terms of number of plays, 43.7 per game. Arizona is second worst at 55, a difference of 12 plays per game. 43 plays a game. So when they go, your run totals, the total number of runs is less. I'm nervous too. What it means actually is you're running fewer plays overall. You're running the fewest plays in football because your offense is anemic and ineffective. But at least Tressway is getting a workout in.
The only thing you can say as a Redskins fan good about the style that they've adopted right now, and you, if Russell's whole point is this gives them a better chance to hang around in games, he might be right.
This You're gives not going to get blown out as often.
Better chance maybe to squeak out a win or two accidentally, he might be right. I guess maybe we're coming from different goals of what we're trying to accomplish here. If the goal is effective offense, first downs, touchdowns, points, then there's not really an argument for what they're doing right now. But here's the one benefit, and I'm not even saying this cynically or like some shuck and jive and double gun point and funny guy, but the games are so much shorter right now.
Yeah, they are.
So legitimately, like I got home from FedEx Field recently after a game, the earliest I ever have in my life.
That's a combo of not that much traffic in and around the stadium.
Helps.
And you don't have time for commercial breaks.
But a couple times recently, you guys are always at home, right? You're not going to the game. So, like, I've gotten to a point where I get back up from the locker room or whatever in the press box, and they're still doing the coverage of the other 1 o'clock games that haven't ended yet. You're getting two or three bonus games from Fox after Redskins game because their game ends so soon. They're getting done at like 257, 255, 248. And these other games are going, or I should say like 345. And these other games are going until
420.
415.
Yeah.
You're getting so much extra red zone time and content on these Sundays.
It's nice.
That is a nice little bonus.
Thank you, Bill Callahan. Sells 500,000 brake pads, gets us out of there quickly.
Callahan ball. Let's go to Jacob in Waldorf really quickly. Hey, Jacob, you're on Grant and Danny. How are you?
I'm doing great. You guys are cracking me up on the way home. This is great.
Thank you.
But, Grant, I just want to share this to make you feel a little less bad about the whole situation. I once placed a bet with a buddy of mine. We work at construction. And I'm a Raiders fan. He's a Redskins fan. And I don't know, it was a few years ago, the Raiders played Dallas on Thanksgiving. And the Raiders, like they have for most of my life, have been horrible. You know, doing okay this year, we'll see. But they've been horrible. There was a bet he wanted to make that Dallas would beat the Raiders. Hmm. And I said, why would I make that bet? They suck. That's horrible. That's just stupid. He's like, come on, man. It'd be fun. I was like, well, what do you even want to bet? He said, one of us has to shave each other's head, the loser's head. And I was like, dude, this is dumb. Come on, man. But he really started to irritate me and get on my nerves, bringing up numbers, stats, and all this stuff. I said, all right, man, give me a spread. Give me a point spread. He said, a touchdown. I was like, no, that's not good enough. We came up, and he rose all the way up to 18 points. So, if the Raiders were to lose by more than 18 points, I got my head shaved. Now, this wasn't like what you guys are doing and setting up a barber and all this stuff to make it nice. This was on the job site at 4 a.m.
In front of everyone. Brutal. Oh,
using hedge clippers.
The Raiders were leading by halftime. I was able to shave my buddy's head. He doesn't have a regular head. This is a pumpkin. He had a huge head. I shaved my buddy's head 4 a.m. on the job, and I left patches everywhere and all this and that, and then cut the cord afterwards so I couldn't make it look nice when he saw himself.
That's awesome.
Because he sat there and tried to trash me at break.
I love it. You know, it doesn't make me feel that much better, but I do love it. And it seemed like Russell's on board. If Russell was kind of begging his way out of it, I would feel bad. He seemed fine with it. But we'll plan it out. I do want to make it nice for him. In any way that you can.
Do you still feel that way even after he reposted his article about why the Redskins should run the ball on first down more?
You're confusing two things.
I know what you're saying.
He's very incorrect in his stance.
But he can't just be incorrect. He's got to be incorrect and thumb his nose right in your face. He's doing that. He's tickling you on your neck right now, like underneath your chin.
He did. He just tweeted us a couple of facts in all caps after my appearance, tags us in it. The Redskins on all first down passing attempts this year are a brutal, and he's got the numbers. By the way, they're completing 62% of those passes. 6 yards per attempt. So they set up some second and fours 60% of the time. No touchdowns, 3 interceptions, and have been sacked 7 times. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Never throw again. Dun, dun, dun.
Don't forget the plug for the site at the end.
I didn't see the site. SI is where he does it, right? I didn't see the plug.
He throws in a link.
Oh, right there. Well, he wants people to read his story. SI.com. Go check it out. Check out Russell's Twitter feed. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
More than anything, when somebody is bothered that you didn't return their pen or their pencil, like they have an emotional reaction to that. And you bump into someone, they're like, hey, do you have my pen? And I'm like, what pen? Like
which one?
The pen you borrowed the other day. And I'm like, no, I must not have your pen anymore. And they're upset about that. And some people act like you borrowed their car.
You stole from them.
Well, not even stole, but like seriously, like I borrowed your car and I never brought it back. It's a pen. I'll buy you 8,000. Give me your address. I'll send them to you right now, whichever kind you want. That always has always annoyed me. I guess I just don't care enough about inanimate objects or these like things. But that's just super annoying. And then another one is somebody hits you up and you don't respond right away. I got a buddy of mine at one point who sent me a Facebook message.
Uh-huh.
I'm not on Facebook very much. I'm certainly not.
I never check the messages in there. Just nothing but nonsense.
I get messages. I respond to people occasionally, like when I'm on a heater of responding to things and trying to clean out inboxes. And I'll respond like months later. Someone's like, hey, you think they'll start McCoy this weekend? And it's like week 2. I'm like, sorry, I didn't see this, but I don't remember if they started him or not, you know?
Yeah.
But I have a friend that was like, hit me up, and he goes, never mind, man, like out of the blue. And I'm like, what? He's like, I guess you didn't want to respond. I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, I thought 7 months was long enough to wait. And I'm like, wait, what? And then he's like, scroll up. And it's just a question, like, how are things? I'm not on Facebook. I don't like Facebook. I'm not on Messenger very much. Just the things people get, there's that, you're clearly offense taken. I didn't mean it that way. If you text me, I'll probably respond.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You also got to know the person. Like, I actually think this is a thing. So some people are diligent on Facebook Messenger. Like, that's their main form of communication. Cool. If you know me well enough that you're reaching out to me for something to expect a response, you got to know that that's not the vehicle to do it. Right? Like, if you're a company, I say I do not want a single piece of mail from you. If you're a company, if you want money from me, you electronically mail me. All I do is sign up for people to e-bill me. All the time, I want it as simple as possible, right there in my inbox. But they don't do it. For some reason, I still get constant amounts of mail. Don't expect a response if you send mail to me. Don't expect a response if you Facebook message me or hit me up on MySpace or Friendster. You're not getting one.
Yeah, if you're my HOA and you want me to change something about my fence, you need to not send me that letter.
Ah.
You got my email and my number. Please contact me in a way that people use in 2019. If getting in touch with a friend wouldn't result in me using that technology, don't use it to email me something important or mail me something important. That should be the threshold. If you're contacting a friend, would you call them? You would. Would you text them? You would. Would you email them? You might.
You might.
Would you send them a letter in the mail?
No.
You would not.
When's the last time you sent an honest-to-God letter? Like you wrote down, or you sat down at an Angela Lansbury typewriter or grabbed a pen and said, dear whatever, and you banged out a letter for somebody.
Are we counting thank yous for baby and wedding stuff?
No, because thank you notes are part of it. They're index cards. You're predisposed for a thank you for somebody's birthday, whatever.
I believe I wrote a letter and sent it to my mom in the mail a couple years ago. She had gotten me like these nice kind of, it's got my name on it. I don't even know what you'd call them, but basically it's these cards with my name on it so I could send thank yous. It doesn't say anything other than my name. And I just wrote a nice note and sent it to her. This was a couple years ago. It's probably the last time I've done it. Outside of that, I don't know that I've ever done it in my life.
I mean, it's been decades for me since I wrote an honest-to-good letter to somebody. It was probably like a school project.
I've paid some bills with checks.
Of course you have.
Doing it that way.
Of course you have.
It's kind of, that's it. That's all I got. Two games tonight, Caps and the Wizards. Let's start with the Capitals. They've got a division game in the Metro against the Flyers. This is game number 20. This is only the fourth time they've played in the division, believe it or not. They've got points in 17 of their 19 games. They're the number one team in hockey by way of points. They've garnered at least 1 point in 12 in a row. They did lose their last game in overtime after having a goal taken off the board that would have won the contest from TJ Oshie. They play the Flyers in Philly. Philly's actually good. They have points in 12 of their games. So they are behind the Caps in the standings in the Metro. But they're one of the couple of teams, I'd say, in that division, Danny, that is really impressed. They had a good offseason. One guy to look out for tonight, old friend Matty Niskanen.
Matty
will be on the ice for a revenge game against the Capitals.
Note those revenge games. Just a good dude. Remember when he came on with us after his after the trade?
Oh, yeah. He's great. He's just a good
guy. He was a mensch. Just really, really good. And I will forever thank him. Or, I don't know, the Stanley Cup that he helped deliver?
That time he helped win a championship.
Remember when you won the Stanley Cup?
7:30 tip tonight in Boston. The 2-6 Wiz, the 8-1 Celtics. I feel bad for the Celtics. I watched them a week or so ago, and Gordon Hayward looked like his old self. He was back.
6 weeks.
He was the guy that I remember from the Jazz. He was great. And then two nights later, he broke his hand, and he's out for over a month.
Just stinks. But it's the Kemba Walker show. And with a worse supporting cast than Kyrie Irving ever had, they're putting up incredible numbers. Walker is awesome. That guy is a great, great player. Jason Tatum is coming to his own. Jaylen Brown is scoring about 20 points a game. And you mentioned Hayward was playing kind of Renaissance style, doing a little bit of everything for them. They basically will trot out three or four wings at a time sometimes, depending on that kind of lineup with Kemba Walker out there. They are really, really good. They're not the best team in the East, I still don't think. I still think that's Milwaukee if everybody's healthy. I think Philadelphia could challenge them, even though it hasn't really looked great at this point in Philly, even though they're 7-3. But, man, oh, man, Boston is kicking people's butts right now.
Enjoy your DC Sports Night. Thanks for listening. We're back at it at 10 a.m. tomorrow. Jacob Verana of the Capitals, who had his first hat trick last week. Already got 9 goals on the season. He'll be joining the show on TV.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.